Take your Bibles and turn with me to Luke chapter 2. We know Luke chapter 2 is a Christmas story. And right in the midst of this particular chapter, I'm at awe that Luke included a man named Simeon. And we don't hear many messages around Simeon's life, do we? But the more I read and studied this passage of Scripture, Simeon's life really portrays what it means to be really devout, Spirit-led, righteous. And as we'll be reading here, the Lord let him live until he saw the Savior, Jesus Christ. So follow along with me, beginning with verse 25. And I think this is a praiseworthy life and message of Simeon. So begin with verse 25, Luke chapter 2. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the Christ child, that would be Mary and Joseph, to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. And your father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him." And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed. And a sword will pierce even your own soul to the end, that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Isn't that powerful? You know, Simeon, of course, at this point in time in his life, he was old and had much to ponder. You know, as long as you live and as you think about everything that you have probably experienced or witnessed in your life, do you ever just stop for a moment and want to reflect on it or ponder on it? Things that you're hoping to be able to see or be revealed to you in your lifetime? Do you ever just stop and ponder on it and say, "Lord, thank you for allowing me to witness all of your glory"? And for Simeon, he had waited his entire life to see the salvation for Israel, for the world. And here he was roughly probably 80 years old by this time. Rather than dwelling, you know, on life's rough ride, Simeon, even in old age, looked to God's future with brightness and hope. And I believe that Simeon's secret was in his worship and expectation for God. His expectation for God and his worship kept Simeon on his focus for life. See, worship and praise were natural for him. They were the center of his life. See, nothing is so bleak as a day without tomorrow. Of course, we know that tomorrow never comes. It's always today. But nothing is so bleak as a day without the expectation of tomorrow. So with God, however, every day has hope and good cheer. Neither old age nor grim circumstances should keep you from God's comfort in your needs for this hour or even for this day. So I want us to take Simeon's example and look ahead to God's great plan for you and for this world. Simeon was looking for it. He waited for it. He was patient. And God revealed to him at the right time for him to behold. See, there are some people in the world who feel they might be too old. any of you like feel that way this morning? That you feel you're too old to be patient or to wait or to ponder on the things that are to come? But many feel that way. And you're too limited or insufficient to be much use to God. But here, a man still 80 years old was still being used by God. Simeon is a proof, a positive that God uses anyone who is submitted to the Holy Spirit. Did you catch what the scripture said? That he was filled and he was being led by the Holy Spirit. And this offers great hope. It offers great confidence and assurance that God continues to use the weak of the world to shame the things which are strong. Now, I want to share briefly, as much as possible, some characteristics of Simeon so that we can gain, I guess, greater appreciation for all people who are devoutly, as the scripture says, seeking to do God's will at whatever stage, whatever status, or service level that they may be, or wherever you are in your life today. We can gain a lot of insight from Simeon's life. First of all, if you look with me here in verse 25, the scripture says that Simeon was devout. And this means that Simeon was earnest. He was sincere. He was a spiritual man who loved the Lord with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with all of his strength, and with all of his mind. Where's that scripture taken from? Luke. Luke chapter 10. Verse 27. And that was the life of Simeon. He loved the Lord with his heart, soul, mind, and strength. See, one of the most important prerequisites to be used of God is to be devoted to Jesus Christ. And when we make ourselves like Simeon, available to the Lord, he will use you. Simeon made himself available to the Lord, and God used him, and that's why the Bible says that he was led by the Spirit. See, his purposes and processes above that are far beyond his own because he depended upon the Lord. See, you can tell how much God will use a person based upon their devotion to him. See, his word and his will above any other aspect. And then in verse 25 also it says that Simeon was full of the Holy Spirit. See, Simeon was controlled by the Spirit so that others recognized that it was not unnatural for God to speak to him. So So him being there in the temple, I'm sure that many came in and out, and Simeon laid his hands upon him, and he blessed him. And what a wonderful opportunity for Mary and Joseph to bring the baby Jesus into the temple, and Simeon was able to bless him. And use the Old Testament scriptures to signify what God was saying from the prophecy from the Old Testament even into the New Testament about Jesus Christ. See, people who are filled with the Spirit are credibly, and because they have knowledge, they have insight, they have wisdom that is supernatural, and it is a gift from God. And Simeon had this gift. In verse 26, the older we get, do you have more patience or less patience? You ever think about that? Or do they just run out? Sometimes they just run out, don't they? But in verse 26, you can see that Simeon had patience. He was nearly 80 years old, and he waited a long time to see the Savior. And what I'm thinking here, what we need to do, we need to be consistent in our making our mind up to wait upon the Lord to fulfill His promises in our own life. And He will do that. See, let us get weary that we shouldn't get weary that we need to run ahead of God and do things in our own strength, in our own wisdom, and controlling abilities. We don't need to do that. See, Simeon, he waited. See, love is patient, long-suffering and kind. And as the psalmist in chapter 27, verse 14 puts it, let us wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He will strengthen our hearts. Isaiah 40:31 also says, those who wait upon the Lord will mount up like wings of eagle. And then there's a proper perspective. Simeon had a proper perspective. In verses 27 through 32, Simeon was given proper perspective from his understanding of the Old Testament prophecy. So he knew that the Messiah would be the light to the nation, and that's what he said right here. Jesus is going to be the light to the nation. Not just to Israel, but he mentioned the Gentiles. That means you and me. We're Gentiles because we're not Jewish. He knew and he saw the Savior as one who would offer deliverance, salvation, and freedom from death, hell, judgment, and sin. The long-waiting Messiah was finally here. And he got to see him, and he got to hold him, and he got to bless him in the name of the Heavenly Father. What? You know what? I think he was just as excited about what was taking place at that moment as Mary and Joseph. Amen? He was excited about that. He was blessed. He'd waited his entire life. I'm sure just as a little lad, probably from the Old Testament scriptures, hearing about faith of Abraham and all of those through the generations, prophesying Isaiah in chapter 6 and chapter 9, prophesying about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was awaiting through his adolescence, all the way through his young days, into his older days, to see the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a continuity with the old. The best Old Testament Jewish saints are the most receptive to the new age. And in verse 34, prepared others for the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Simeon, here in verse 34, he warned Mary and Joseph, this child will be rejected by man in Israel and will be their undoing. And we see through the scriptures that people rejected Christ to their own hurt. So when people refuse to trust Christ as their Savior, they do so their own self-destruction. Rejecting Christ is the worst sin in a person that a person can commit. Now, when we read in Matthew chapter 26 where Jesus said, you can sin against the Son of God, but the sin against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Rejecting Christ means one remains in enmity with God and separated from His grace. And Simeon's warning is something that we need to give to others lest they too have suffered needlessly in this world. And there's a lot of people in this world that are suffering because they have rejected the Son of God. But when they reject the power of the Holy Spirit, there is no forgiveness for that. Now, in verse 35, says Simeon blessed others. See, Simeon blessed Mary and Joseph by speaking the truth in love. Because he had received the truth from who? The Heavenly Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So he was speaking this truth in love. See, let us not be shy about speaking the truth in love as it sets people free and gives them a cue about God's will, which is for the welfare, not for evil, to give them the future and give a hope. And see, that's why Christ Jesus came into this world, to give all people a future and a life and hope. Let us be used as a channel of God's blessing to others throughout all the facets in the days of our lives, just like Simeon. What's the application of all of this morning? What am I wanting us to see about Simeon in his life? I think that we need to trust the Lord to give us opportunities to be a blessing. And we're going to have that opportunity, aren't we, this coming week on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. 10 families, as Nancy was mentioning, 18 children will be here. We can just surround them with our arms and love and kindness. Because a lot of these people that may not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, may not have even stepped inside a church building. And this is the first year that an opportunity for people in our community who are being given presents through the angels of giving, because they most of the time go to a warehouse to pick up gifts for their kids for Christmas. And here we've opened up our church for people in our own community, in our own town, to come here and be surrounded by Christians who are wanting to reach out. And you see, that's what Simeon teaches us right here in the scripture this morning. The opportunities to be a blessing to those who are of even the household of faith. And James teaches us that as well. See, we need to obey God when He prompts us to be a blessing and do well unto others. See, Bible says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, so that we might understand that Jesus Christ came into this world to offer Himself as a sacrifice for our sin. And therefore, we can offer ourselves as a living servant back to Him for what He's done for us. So here's the invitation this morning. This is the invitation, I think, to each one of us. Meet the Messiah before you meet death. It's in the scripture right here this morning. Meet the Savior before you meet death. See, that's what the Heavenly Father gave Simeon. He met the Savior before he met death. Even though he was a spirit-filled man, he was devout. He had the opportunity, ultimate opportunity, to meet the Savior firsthand. He got to touch the face of God. Imagine that. So you and me need to meet Christ before we meet death. That is an application from the life of Simeon. Do not wait, as the Bible teaches, as it is appointed unto men to die once, and after that comes the judgment. And that's found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. See, God always keeps His appointments, doesn't He? We miss appointments sometimes, don't we? You ever miss an appointment? Somebody that you're counting on didn't show up, they missed their appointment with you or something. But you guess what? God never misses His appointments. He's always on time. Always on time. So be sure that you are responding to His call today. We need to take the promise from God, as Simeon did, and turn them to the truth. Turn them to truth. See, faith is a confidence, persuasion that what God has promised, He will perform. See, know that your cup can overflow. And that's a promise from Psalms 23. My cup overflows. See, that's a promise. That's a promise that David said, you know, all of the things through the valleys of the shadows of death, but my cup is overflowing. And then he's saying in verse 6 of Psalms 23, for surety and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, what a lesson that we can gain from Simeon this morning. He's dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. And see, this promise in Psalms 23 appropriates the fact, the rest, the hope, the peace that God, for His truth, His love for you and me, still stands today, just as it did in Simeon's day. And there's probably five or six more characteristics that I could share about Simeon's life, and maybe I'll do that sometime soon, that you and I can gain. But if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, meet Him, Christ Jesus, before you meet death. We don't know when that's going to happen, but praise God, you know, Simeon said, you know, praise God, now I can die in peace because I've met the Savior. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You this morning for the power of Your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank You for examples like Simeon, how You used him, how he was devoted to You, committed in all of his life. I'm thankful as I begin reading Luke chapter 2 from the very beginning, telling about the birth of Jesus, that Simeon was included in this story to help us realize that You can use every one of us, and You choose to use each and every one of us as we make ourselves available. And the closer that we are to You, And the more time that we spend with you in worship, in Bible study, in prayer, in fellowship, the more we're obedient to you, the more you use us. Lord, thank you for this service today. Thank you for each one here. May we have gained what you have intended for us to gain this morning through your message, through your word. It comes through your word. We're only the tools that you use to provide the message, to get it out so people can hear and your Holy Spirit convict of our need for Jesus Christ. Lord, we're going to be singing just in a few minutes, just as I am. And that's the only way that we can come to you, just as we are. With your unconditional love, you provide salvation. All we have to do is confess and repent of our sin, and new life begins. Lord, bless each one this day that's making the decision for you to follow you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to sing 342, Just As I Am. The altar is open for you to come and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. I'll be here to pray with you, talk with you. Whatever God is leading you to do, settle it with him today. And leave here with the peace of heart. Peace that passes all understanding. You can have that today. Come as we sing. Stand. 342. Just.